You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Welcome to this short podcast on to-do lists. I get many questions about to-do lists. Oh, before I go on, there is no cheat sheet for this episode. So we're going to talk about mastering to-do lists. And what that involves is answering the questions whether you should have more than one to-do list. Unfortunately, the answer is yes. You need to have your master to-do list and your daily to-do list. The master to-do list operates as a sort of brain dump for all of your tasks. By keeping it near you, as a thought comes of something you need to do or a task presents itself another way, you simply pop it on your master to-do list. Then you use your master to-do list as your source to create your daily to-do list. This may seem a little redundant, but it can be a lifesaver for a couple of reasons. If you misplace your daily to-do list, you can easily reconstruct it from your master to-do list. The added step of reviewing the master to-do list often results in deciding that maybe an item or two on that list is either no longer important or because of time it has expired, and that you can remove that item from your master to-do list. I'm always keen on anything that helps me reduce my lists. Reviewing the master to-do list also can help you reconstruct something from the past, be a reminder, and help you create future plans. The daily to-do list forces you to prioritize what are the essentials to get done that day. The daily to-do list allows space to break tasks down into smaller chunks, making them easier to accomplish and less intimidating. This method also helps avoid lots of random notes to yourself to not forget about something that needs to be done, but you can't do it at that particular moment. I recommend that these lists are done by hand so that you can put it in your line of vision at all times. If it's on the computer or your phone, they go to black when not in use, so your list disappears. Whereas if it's by hand, you can always see it. Also, the master to-do list should be housed in something substantial and not just a bunch of loose leaf papers that can easily get buried or forgotten. I've used a medium-sized journal that is easy to find on my work table no matter how many piles of paper I've accumulated. And with that, I can easily pull it out when I need to add something to my master to-do list. Finally, keep your daily to-do list short and realistic. You can always add additional items to the daily to-do list from the master to-do list at any time. Many experts say to limit the daily to-do list to only 5 items. Some say only 3 items. I am not always successful at that, but I have noticed when I do, I am more likely to get the list done because it is realistic and not overwhelming. To get started on this, create a master to-do list over a couple of sittings so that it is exhaustive. One way is to look at each area of your life and write down everything that needs to be done in that area. I use several pages, one for each area of my life when creating a new master to-do list. So for my business, I break it down into administrative, financial, marketing, fulfillment of services, training, and what I want my assistant to do for me. For my personal, I don't usually break it down into areas because the list is shorter, but you can do that too. Then I simply refer to those pages to create my daily to-do list. The important thing is to create these lists and use them to guide you forward. The last 2 podcasts have been about planning and setting intentions. If you ended up making a plan or a list of intentions, be sure to refer to it as you create your master to-do list. It will help keep you on track in terms of what goes on the list and what you are trying to achieve. Well, that's the end of another podcast. I hope this was helpful. Any questions about this or my ADHD coaching services, please contact me at abigailwerf.com/contact. abigailwerf.com/contact. Or leave a message 24/7 at 1-844-ADD-ADHD. 1-844-ADD-ADHD. Or numerically 1-844-233-2343. I look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailwerf.com.